This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
As long as you got a shirt on, I really don't care.
For a couple of weeks, I was wondering, like, did Dustin take a shot at me?
Yeah, he totally did. They actually do kind of have a dress code on the morning show.
Do they?
Yeah, like they want you to kind of, wear a collar.
So even though people can't see me?
People can see
you. Well, they can see you. You're on Twitch.
Y'all didn't always have Twitch.
That's true. That for a long time. Everybody can. We are getting 100% of Russ Dorsey wearing 60% of a shirt.
Fine.
I got no problem with it, Russ.
Thank you.
But this is more than sleeveless.
No, it's
like you got some ribs showing here. Yeah.
He's in shape.
Hey, if I was in as good a shape as Russ, I wouldn't even wear a shirt anywhere, ever, at any time. I'd be in Jewels shirtless.
Well, he tried that.
I tried. Did they tell you?
No. Oh, you didn't know the story?
You didn't know the story.
Oh, my God. Right,
so 2 weeks ago.
You went into a Jewels with literally no shirt at all?
Like my friend Jason Leisure, we both like to run. And so after a run one morning, I say, I'm a little parched. I'm going to go get a bottle of water from Jewel.
The difference, by the way, is that we both run, but then when you're done, apparently you go bench press Honda Civics.
Well, I didn't have a cut off anything on. I go all natural up top. For my runs. Runner fanny pack, you need. Phone, keys,
and the shades.
Yes, and the shades. So I go into Jewel, and when I walk in there, still have my AirPods in, but I hear, hey, my man. And sometimes you're thinking, this is somebody asking for something.
Somebody wants money.
I'm going to ignore. But it got closer and closer, so I turn around, and it was... what I felt was the manager's like, hey, my man, they can't be in here without a shirt on. And I was going to put up the fight of like, I'm just getting water. But he was doing his job. And I said, fine, don't worry about it. And then I just left. No water.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to your point, I you can't go into Jewel shirtless.
Good to know.
It's very important.
I mean, shouldn't either way, but it's good to know.
I mean, you're lean right now. I'm lean.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, but you're lean. Like how many are you down?
I'm probably down like 10, 12 pounds since the start of the year from running consistently.
See, and you didn't really have that much weight to lose anyway.
I didn't.
That's something I needed to get rid of.
All right, well, now you're out here running 3 miles a day, and it's working for you. By the way, if you want to show off your body, you should go to the pool party tomorrow at Four Winds Casino and Resort in New Buffalo for a special pool party and an appearance with Ozzie Guillen and Layla Rahimi. It'll be from 4:30 until 6 Central, 5:30 until 7 Eastern, because there's a time change when you go over there. Ozzie will be doing a meet and greet with autographs. That's Thursday at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo. Also, before the show is done, we are giving away tickets to see Sir Paul McCartney at the United Center November 24th. Be caller number 6 to 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
You remember when you were with the Beatles and you were supposed to be dead and that was a hoax, right?
I wasn't really dead.
When you hear that, we're going to give you an opportunity to win tickets.
So, Russ, do you know that reference that we just played from Saturday Night Live back in the day?
That was before my time.
Okay. You know Between Two Ferns?
No.
You don't know that? You're too young for that? I feel like that Chris Farley talk show where he'd always be like, hey, remember when you're in that movie Mighty Ducks? You remember that? I feel like that's the precursor to Between Two Ferns.
So Chris Farley used to do a character, and the character was very uncomfortable doing the interviews.
It was Chris Farley as a talk show host.
So he would be nervous and sweating, and he'd have all these cue cards. And then, like, super famous people would come there and sit down, and he would just kind of be like, that song that you wrote, that was awesome.
You remember when you were with the Beatles?
Sure.
That was awesome.
And then you fast forward 20 years to Zach Galifianakis sitting there, be like, so do you like websites?
I love when, and Zach wrote all of that stuff, it seemed like, for everyone, but I love when they would be mean back.
Yes, the one like Steve Carell.
With Jennifer Lawrence. Oh my God. Like, she just, he's like, yes, what you're doing right now is very off-putting. And she's like, you should be off of pudding. Anyway, do you want to do serious stuff with Russ first, or do you want to?
We're doing
hang
serious
out?
Stuff.
He's the guest. Let's do what he wants to do. He's the guest.
There was serious stuff on the docket.
I mean, you're the baseball guy. You're our friend who covers baseball at a national level.
As Tony Gill would say, national baseball insider Ross Dursey.
I thought this was just the hangout, okay. But if you want to let's get the serious stuff everything. Out the way, and right. Then we can get into the fun stuff.
Okay, cool. Are the Cubs going to make a move in the starting rotation and at third base?
I think the priority should be starting rotation, big gap, third base.
Okay.
My thing that I've written for about a month
I mentioned it. We actually did it as a segment talking about the guys that are available.
Everybody wants a frontline starter. The reality is, outside of Sandy Alcantara and whatever a team thinks of Zach Gallen, because there are people out there that's like, okay, this has been a premier starter for a long time. The peripherals don't look great this year. And before the break, he had a couple pretty good starts. So there's a team that's probably going to gamble on that and say, that's the old Zach Gallen, we'll buy. It's more like Seth Lugo, who's been, since he got to Kansas City, one of the best starters in the American League. Merrill Kelly, Zach Gallen's teammate in Arizona, is another guy that is on that list. But just the Garrett Crochet type that was on the market last year isn't available. And Sandy is 2 years removed, maybe 2+ years, from being the best pitcher in the world. Also has the club control after. That's the guy where if you get the right deal, you'll pull the trigger. Because if you can get Sandy to being, he's in his first full season after coming back from Tommy John surgery. So you might not get that pinnacle of what he was, Sandy, but you're still getting a guy that is hitting 98, 99, 100 on the gun. The trend has been a lot better over the last month plus. That's the guy you say, okay, we'd be willing to move an Owen Casey for. But that's the only guy to me that is on the market that you should do that for. There's a lot of rentals out there, and you shouldn't move your top prospect for a rental that's not one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball.
I said yesterday on House of L, and now that I've thought about it, it may have been unfair, but I actually don't think it's unfair. I think the floor for PCA going forward is 2020. That should be the floor for him. Is that fair?
The floor being 2020. Yeah, like, that guy is immensely talented, and he's shown you why he didn't sign an extension. He's like, you know what, I think I'm a better player than what this offer would be. It's also not bad business to say, hey, I got more to prove. And I think when you look at PCA's player profile, from what they thought it was going to be when they acquired him, to which was, I was still on the beat at this time, premier athlete, is the best defensive center fielder in minor league baseball. And when he gets healthy, if the bat plays, that was always the thing. People would tell you, if the bat plays, you have a special player. Well, the bat plays. 2020 is a reasonable bar for PCA going forward. And the thing to me, he's a very good player right now. What makes him a great player is you got to get on base more, right? I was telling Marshall and Layla today, if he ends up winning MVP this year, he would have the lowest on-base percentage for any player to ever win MVP that wasn't a pitcher.
Wow.
Because I was looking it up yesterday on Baseball Reference. So I think he's currently at 304 right now for the season. That has to get up 330, 335. And if you could get it higher than that, even better. But it's working for him right now. But to be in that conversation of the best players in baseball consistently, he's going to have to get on base more. But he's, because of what he does on the bases, defensively, he's the best defensive center fielder in Major League Baseball. And there's some really damn good center fielders in the game right now. That's why you're starting to see people say, no, this is a real dude.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, so look, I'm done. I could talk to Russ for hours about the game, but I want to respect your time. So I'm done with my baseball
Jason,
questions.
Jason, you have serious baseball stuff?
I mean, I have some baseball questions I could ask.
Let's get all the real baseball out the way.
Mad at it. That sounded like an accusation.
When Lawrence,
Jason, you came in here with baseball questions for me?
When Lawrence told me, yo, Leisure's on the show, come hang out for an hour, I'm thinking, cool, I'm just going to hang out. Y'all got work for me, and now I got
to
think.
We don't have to.
The streaming question, I think, is worth exploring.
I think that's a great question. People yelled at me last time I talked about streaming. But if you have one, I'm very willing to share.
No, let's talk about the streaming, and I'll give you an update from the Gill household because I was there yesterday, and I can tell you how Tony's philosophy that every parent in the world needs to control your kids is going for him.
We all told him that was nonsense. Like
pre-kids, we told him it was nonsense.
Every single one of us, anyone in Tony's orbit, told him that this idea of parents can just magically control their kids was nonsense. And him thinking, well, that's not going to be me when I'm a dad. Like, you can't control yourself.
Right.
So I mean, we knew this is what was going to happen.
We were at a point where this guy wanted to outlaw children at restaurants.
Yes.
No children would be allowed at restaurants or airports or anywhere else.
Control your kid.
I'll tell you, nobody wants their kid to have a total meltdown and tantrum at the airport or at a restaurant. None of us are wanting that, but you do not control that. You do not control your kid at any age. You have great parents, Russ, but they didn't control how you turned out. They might have given you a lot of good education. They might have raised you really well, but they don't control what you do at any age.
No, and yeah, you have a lot of parents who were good parents. The kids didn't end up being so good. It happens, yeah. And you kind of just have to wish for the best.
So Tone's got two under two now, and his wife, Steph, is changing the diaper of the baby of Judah, 3 months old, and Anaya's having a meltdown about a popsicle or something. Tone's trying to contain that, and he's like shutting this baby gate to keep her out of the kitchen, and she's opening it again, and she's just melting down, and I'm like, hey, Tone, control your kids.
As you should have. As you should have.
He's just sweating.
Like, how dare you invite me over here and your kids are crying? You should have known better. Yeah. He's getting the real life slap that we should have given him when he first said that by his own kids.
We knew it would take care of itself.
Yes.
We knew he would learn that lesson eventually.
Yeah, but we didn't want him to have to learn it that way.
I think he has to learn everything.
He has to learn everything trial by fire.
Yeah, he needs to see it. He's one of those kids where you're like, hey, that stove's real hot. Don't touch it. And he's like, how hot is it? As he,
it wouldn't burn me.
I mean, that was the steak story, too.
Like he thought all steaks were the same.
Yeah. So, So, Alex, here's another score story for you. Tony Gill used to be my producer. And when we used to talk to him about steak, he would be like, no one should ever pay his belief, which I think is still a little bit intact. No one should ever pay more than $20 for a meal. Okay. So then we got into a conversation. He's like, look, what's the difference if I go to Gibson's versus Outback? And I said, look, Outback is fine. I've dined at an Outback. You want to send me to Chili's? I'll go to Chili's.
It's fine.
I got no problem with it. Yeah. I said, there's a difference. There's a difference. He's like, no difference. So I took him and Rick Camp to Gibson's one day after the show. He took one bite and was like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's different. Yeah, this is what we were trying to tell you. But you kind of have to always learn on your own, which is weird.
Tony, one, yes, he did have that view about the you should never pay more than $20 for a meal. But I've seen Tony pay $30 at Portillo's before, so he lied.
That's
there.
True.
Right?
He loves him some Portillo's.
Portillo's, Jimmy John's.
You can't get it out of anywhere for $20 now. You can't get out of Shake Shack for $20 now.
It's difficult. Almost any place you go, like, you're going to pay.
You can't get out of Taco Bell for $20 anymore.
What's your Taco Bell
Not
order,
the way
Alex?
I do it, that's for sure.
What's your order?
Well, I would get the cheesy gordita crunch and the what's the round queso?
The Crunchwrap?
Yeah, the Crunchwrap.
Crunchwrap Supreme.
Crunchwrap Supreme.
$9.
Jason, you still going to Taco Bell these days?
No, but I would love to. My Taco Bell, if you ask me what my Taco Bell order is.
What's your Taco Bell order?
Well, it starts with at least it's 11 p.m. or later. That's how my Taco Bell 100%. Order starts.
Fourth meal.
No matter what follows after that, it starts at that time. There is no other time where I would be seen at a Taco Bell.
So what's the order?
Oh, man. I go with the quesadillas, the steak quesadilla, the chicken quesadilla. I like the chicken, the chalupa.
Oh, chalupa.
The chalupa, with the crunchy. The fried one, yeah. With chicken, nacho cheese on that, the cinnamon. When I do go to Taco Bell, I'm gonna go all in.
I got
to
go double order a cinnamon twist, man.
I'm either not going to Taco Bell or I'm going to Taco Bell at 11 p.m. with the risk of ending up in the hospital because of it.
I'm so happy they brought back the caramel apple empanada. Like that was a big mistake by them to take it away, but they brought it back.
Do they still have the Choco Taco?
I don't think
so. Is that something you were ever into?
No. But isn't that a dessert though?
Yeah. It's like an ice cream thing.
Yeah, but they used to have that in Bourbonnais. Like in the freezer, like if you go eat lunch with the players, you get yourself a Choco Taco.
I'm not a fan of them trying to reposition themselves in the market as like we have some elevate. Like, come on, man, you're Taco Bell, and I want you to be Taco Bell. Don't try to get all fancy.
You know
on
why
me.
We're here.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Absolutely.
I'll go somewhere else if I want something else, but I want you to be, you know, my dirty little secret, Taco Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.